Hi, this is Natalie Lander, voice of Kinsey, Tara Branford, Stargirl, and many others. You are listening to a W2Mnet podcast. You can visit W2Mnet.com for other podcasts about entertainment, video games, sports, and wrestling. You are listening to Video Games to the Max.
All right, we are live talking about that Square Enix post show now after it is done and finished. And joining me here, a whole different group of people talking about the show. We have Mr. Mark Morrison.
Yo.
Jens Dietrich.
Hello again.
I love all the American splendor there. Jed Schaefer.
That's all right.
Said that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Hi, and everyone. Daniel Anderson, how are you, sir?
Good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I just want to say, Jed, you called it too early for most boring conference.
Oh, yeah. I think retroactively, if I'm going to compare things, I have to give Microsoft an A++ compared to what we just witnessed. I can't remember a time before that Guardians of the Galaxy trailer.
Unbelievable.
20 friggin' minutes.
Yeah. And then they fade to black and we get like a beat and then it fades back up and it's more Marvel stuff. It's like, hey, you guys like that Guardians of the Galaxy? Here's more Avengers for you.
Yeah. Well, no, they definitely had the interlude with the most disappointing thing of the entire show. Final Fantasy 1-6 are coming, guys. But they're on the systems that they're already on, which is Steam and mobile. They're just enhancing bad ports, folks. We're enhancing bad ports. That doesn't help anything.
They spent like 10 seconds on it relative to 20 minutes for Guardians. Yeah. So you can see where the priorities are.
I mean, you're complaining there's no Switch version. You already have a mobile phone. What does it matter to you?
I want it on Switch. I don't want to play it on my phone.
Yeah, you want to play it on a game system that's good?
Well, you play xCloud on phone. What the hell's the difference?
Because they're bad mobile ports.
Like, well, every mobile port from Square is bad. They're not going to do anything different for this Square version.
If they're going to put them on the other consoles as well, and take the better versions, then fine. I mean, if all they're going to do is do that, then cool. Keep them on Steam and mobile because I already have them on Steam, and if I want to play them on Steam, I'll play them on there. Whatever. xCloud, I'm not paying for any of that stuff. It's already with Game Pass. Like
these are Android apps. You don't have to pay for those either.
Yeah, but, well, no, you're having to pay for that game.
No, I mean, like, the second it comes out, it's going to get pirated.
Well, sure, whatever. I mean, I could play the old ones that way, too. It's just frustrating. It's frustrating for me. I just want them on the Switch. They came out on that system. Like, unless Nintendo's going to announce that they're all going to show up on Switch Online, the originals or something. I don't know. I just feel weird that those are the original system they came on and they're not going to be on that. But whatever. It's a Square. That's how they treat their old stuff sometimes. It's amazing to me. If it's not Final Fantasy VII, apparently it doesn't deserve to get some kind of treatment. So I don't know. I guess I'm the only one that feels that way about these games.
I still like to play those games on Vita. You know, you can run the PS2 or PSP versions of most of them on Vita, and it's fine. I don't need to. I mean, I guess it'd be nice to have them on Switch, but it's not a priority for me.
That's fine. Randy and I were bummed on that front, but they did show another Final Fantasy, the one that got leaked, the Final Fantasy Origin, which I guess is now a series, which they're starting with, I guess, the Origin of Chaos here. I don't know why I don't have the... Should have wrote down the name really quick, but...
I'm sorry, you didn't say Chaos nearly enough. It's got to be every third word.
Hey, this isn't a Dissidia game, guys.
Wait, we're talking...
It's about a Dissidia people, so...
Wait, we're talking about Stranger of Paradise, you mean?
That's Stranger Paradise, exactly.
Yeah, so that game, that looks like a game that should be right up my alley. Like, it's a dungeon crawler, it's a action-adventure game, it's, you know, from Team Ninja, it's kind of got everything that should make me excited, but something about it is off, and I think it's the voice acting and all the lame barks that they included in that trailer. And yeah, the how unbelievably I don't know, the character design and just the general corniness of the vibe it gives off.
You think they're just making fun of Square games?
Sorry, Jed.
It looks very DMC Devil May Cry-ish to me.
Yeah,
like, right, but without the flash. Like, Devil May Cry 5 is so flashy that it can kind of get away with that aesthetic, you know?
Well, I mean more like Ninja Theory's version of Devil May Cry, the DMC one.
The remake. Yeah.
With douchebag Dante. Because that's what the lead of this game looked like. He looked like the guy who wears the too tight t-shirt and hits on your girlfriend while you're in the bathroom. It just looks. I looked at it and went, wow, so it's hipster Final Fantasy. Great. Yeah.
Well, it's like they mentioned it sort of like this. There was another crew that didn't quite make it that were dispatched at the same time as the Warriors of Light. And I guess Chaos took them out or whatever, and this is like their story. I'm fine with them like redoing stuff like this. If you're going to give me a different angle on something that, let's think about it, this is something from like 19, when was the first game? Like 1987. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if you're going to redo that kind of thing, that's cool. Give more life to your old games, you know, and do them in a hacky slashy way, because we know they don't want to go back to the turn-based way. So
it looks enough in my wheelhouse that I'm probably going to play it. Like, even with these reservations, it looks like a me kind of game. Though not as much as that freaking Platinum game. It's like, I was ready to just bail on the stream. I was regretting my life choices. And that was the one saving grace, Babylon's Fall, just because, you know, I've never gotten to play a Platinum game in co-op before. I love their combat. I think the setting is really cool. The aesthetics are really cool. The music in that trailer is incredible. So everything about it, I mean, it's obviously not a next-gen game. It looks like a PS4 game. You know, it's not like visually blowing my mind or anything.
Yeah.
But it's definitely exactly what I want from them.
It looks like they added PS5 at the end, added at the end of the trailer.
And like, co-op just kind of bumps any game up a notch for me. So the fact that it's like, oh, it's a Platinum dungeon crawler with co-op, just injected directly into my veins, you know?
We should have played that Ninja Turtles Mutants in Manhattan game together then.
You see, I don't know. I can't. There is a limit to what.
That was Platinum.
Did that have co-op?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Four players.
I mean, it's Ninja Turtles. It better freaking have co-op.
Oh, yeah. You know what? We should actually, Mark, I will take you up on that. We will play that.
Daniel, anything from this conference for you? Or, well, event?
I mean, the Guardians of the Galaxy just drug on way too long.
Why was it like a fourth of the conference?
They had a lot to show, and they were very confident in it. I don't know why.
It
looks a lot like Avengers, and it has the same issue with the likenesses, where it feels like they're taking the entire aesthetic, including like the needle drops and all that stuff, and the outfits. They're taking everything from the films, except
they don't want to pay the actors.
Yeah, why does Star-Lord look like Logan Paul?
You know, I think more looking like the comics. I think
they look like the comics, but then they go right to the
movie aesthetics.
Spirit of the movie is what with the comic book character likenesses. And
because they can't get the movie actors, so
right. What are they
can get
down
they
to the yellow Walkman on Star-Lord's belt.
Yeah,
just if you're going to separate it that much, separate it. That's it.
Well, if it's supposed to be based more on the comics, why is it the MCU like lineup? Like they have there are other Guardians in the comics.
That's what mainstream. That's what people know.
Yeah, because that's what people know.
Yeah, so
that is exactly the point. Like they know the MCU version. Just get those. You know, Chris Pratt would probably do it. Like they paid him enough. Everyone else can do it too.
Yeah, but I mean, are you serious? Like considering, okay, here's the thing. right? If Avengers had done super well and they weren't developing these games at the same time, it seemed like, because Guardians is already coming out this year, then yeah, you could. But I think with Avengers, the way that it did not do as well and then it tanked with people not playing as much, you know.
That's their fault. That's not mine. Like, yeah, I'm not going to buy some bootleg-ass Guardians game that, you know, oh, it has everything you like about the MCU characters, except the MCU characters.
Right, but see, that's the thing. Like, they have other existences beyond just the ones.
Sure,
that are
but it's just
like,
it's a weird half measure.
Yeah, they're not doing using
for it to be as marketable as possible.
There are other Guardian stuff. They're not using it. That's the issue. It's like fine.
Well, but
or Nova or you know Marvel Boy or you know it's a. If you don't want to use it, fine. But then don't tie it to the MCU then either. And you go in like, oh well, that's what people know. It's like yeah, exactly. That's the point.
Well, but the thing is, if this does well, they can add those other comics characters, right? You got to start out with ones people know to get them to buy the game.
Quick poll. Is this game going to do well or no?
No.
I think it will.
No, God.
Because it at least has a direction. They know what they want out of it. It's not like Avengers where, oh, there's single player. Oh, but then we added this multiplayer crap on it. And then now we changed the way it levels, and then now we, you know, did this, which apparently the change of leveling isn't that big a deal. But it's like,
it's got another flaw that hasn't been addressed. This game's called Guardians of the Galaxy, right?
Yeah.
I'm only playing as Star-Lord?
Yeah.
There's four other friggin' characters. I don't get to control any of them, even for a minute? That's not a Guardians game. That's a Star-Lord game. It's like they just went... Let's make a space exploration Uncharted, and oh yeah, let's slap the Marvel license on top of it.
It's like that Birds of Prey movie, like Harley Quinn and the Birds of Prey, just called Star Lord and the Guardians or something.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
but man,
me and Jens were commiserating over that trailer or that.
It felt so scripted. In so many ways, it had such an on-rails kind of feeling. It might be fine. I don't know if it's going to flop or not. It's probably going to be one of those cases where we're going to turn to each other and say, like, oh, yeah, it seems like it's doing okay. And then 6 months later, the article comes out about how Square Enix executives are really upset that they didn't hit their really unrealistic targets, you know?
With every Western Square game they make.
Well,
I think it's going to come down to... Does it separate itself enough from Avengers, which very few people liked? And I can't say it does from that trailer.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks better, kind of, from like a visual standpoint, but like the actual gameplay, like I couldn't tell the two apart, really.
Yeah.
Like, I guess Peter Quill looks a little more acrobatic, or like, you know, he had a few more moves, but like, yeah, it just looked very much the same as like Hawkeye from Avengers.
Right, and when it comes back down to it, if I'm going to pick between the two games, hey, at least in Avengers, I can be Iron Man or Captain America or Black Widow or Hawkeye, have different play styles, whereas with this, I'm doing one thing and I'm doing it the whole way through. And
what did you all think about the combat with kind of using the music as a power-up and having all those... controls that with that little overlay that you get to like pick from the radio and all that.
That's what
stuff.
I complained to you about. Is like if it's not tied to like the MCU directly, why is it all like 80s music or 70s music?
Yeah, I mean that's just because again that's the movie aesthetic.
Yeah, I mean if you didn't read the comics, when you think of Guardians now, that's some of the stuff you think about from watching the movies. Is well, they've got to have music from that time period because. That's what they played in those movies. Like, I don't have a problem with any of that. Like, I think that's cool. That makes it fun. Like,
it just seemed to me like the combat was okay. Circle strafe around this thing while shooting at it, and then every now and then pick something from a radial menu.
Or issue a command to one of the other guardians,
or pick your ammo type or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
Do you think they'll sell DLC as music?
Sure, I could see that happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I can see them even adding DLC where you get to control some of the other characters or something like that. Or if it does well,
I think that'd be awful. It'd be like Final Fantasy 15.
No, it could be like, there are a lot of games like that. Like, you know, you just might do one of the sub as a sub story. Here's a DLC with 10 hours.
No, I meant like when they added, like, you can control characters in Final Fantasy 15, like, way later on. It's like, oh, people might actually want to play these characters. Oops. Here you go.
Yeah. I give them credit for having a concept. And they could have easily done the This Is Left 4 Dead with Guardians. And I think they didn't want to do that necessarily. Mm. I mean, so.
When you say that, do you mean, because I think an actual, if that were just a four-player co-op game all the way through, it'd be pretty rad. Except my main thing is I want a proper co-op campaign. I don't want, you know, like your grindy Schluter design. So it not being a Schluter in the same way that Avengers is does kind of make it more interesting to me. If this is just, hey, here's an action adventure game you can play for 10 to 15 hours and finish it and, you know, have closure, I'd be okay with that to some degree if it's a decent story. But at the moment, I'm not sold that it looks fun.
Yeah, I mean, very well. I mean, it could be bad. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying, I don't know, the way Avengers, I just don't like that whole games of service thing. So,
almost no one does. So,
yeah.
But I would love a four-player co-op campaign a la Left 4 Dead if it didn't have the Left 4 Dead, you know, repeatable levels, horde mode kind of feel to it.
More it was like, actually a narrative. Like Marvel Ultimate Alliance or whatever, then.
Kind yeah, of. Exactly.
Yeah. Maybe they didn't want to tread down that water. I don't know what the thing is with that. That's what they chose. It is crazy to me that they decided to... at least they were honest, right? They said, these are the three games that we're going to show. Mm-hmm. Babylon's Fall, Avengers, Guardians of the Galaxy. Well, that's one, three games. But whatever,
yeah. Man, I wasn't even thinking about Ultimate Alliance because the last one was so bad. I really wish that had been a good game.
Yeah.
So I'm just glad we got some the Final Fantasy Origin thing. I thought they were going to hold off on that too. But that could easily not be great either.
I have more faith in that than Guardians, at least.
Yeah. I mean, you got more Life is Strange. You like Life is Strange more.
I don't like the first one, really. I didn't really play the second one. And
well, you can get the remastered version.
Yeah, I'll do that. But like that third one, like, does kind of nothing for me, really.
What like, about it makes it different?
The main character seems boring as hell.
Oh, it's a different. I've never played these, so
her power. Yeah, it's a main character. Yeah,
her power looks kind of lame. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have good music, or it's not like the, you know, indie rock that the first one had.
Okay, I mean, it's hard to judge from a trailer, but fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, plus they removed all. They replaced
right.
Them. Well, at least the ones we watched, because, you know, we're streaming. So, I mean, I guess, let's just go ahead. I don't think we need to keep belaboring points here. If we're going to do the grading system.
Wait, but we haven't, there's a Nier mobile game. We haven't talked about the fact that there's a Nier mobile game.
They already announced that, like, long ago.
Okay,
yeah.
Is that not news?
All that Final Fantasy crap. It's like,
all the stuff. Is that all? Did we know about Hitman Sniper before today?
I mean, but they've made other Hitman mobile games in the past, like Sniper games, I think. So, sure. I just went, like, yep, okay, another one of those.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, and there was a Legend of Mana.
Legend of Mana, I'm excited about. I'm glad that they went through the time of making all those better. I wish that Secret of Mana remake wasn't the way it was, but at least you can get the whole collection, you know, the original. So if we're going to do a grade here for the Square Enix thing, what are we going with Jens?
Oi. Honestly, it would be, if it was not for Babylon's Fall, it would be an F.
Wow, damn.
But I'm going to upgrade it to a D, I guess.
Mark?
I'd say D. Like, I mean, I don't really care about Babylon's Fall, but Final Fantasy looked okay, I guess. That's kind of about it.
Chad, what do you think?
Easily a D. That was 40 minutes of watching a dumpster fire Babylon's Fall may be the only thing even remotely interesting.
What do you think, Daniel?
I was thinking D when you first asked, and I was worried I was going to be too harsh by saying that.
If anything, we're being too generous.
Yeah, I mean, it just feels like there's nothing that you can sit there and say, except for maybe Babylon's Fall, there was no problem with. There was nothing to criticize on it. Final Fantasy, chaos. Guardians, we've already gone through that. Avengers, need I say more? Final Fantasy 1 through 6 remastered for Steam and mobile. I mean, what is there that I can sit there and say, other than Babylon's Fall, there's nothing to critique on it.
Yeah.
Or there's nothing to say bad about it.
Yeah. Man, I'm still let down with the FF 1 through 6 thing that I don't know. That's what I'm not gonna keep belaboring that point. I'm having faith that Origin will turn out fun and good, and just getting to explore that story. I guess I'm a bit more positive on the Guardians game than you guys are, but it's definitely not as good as Ubisoft or anywhere near Xbox is showing. I'm going to go with like a C minus, I guess, because I have a little bit more faith in Guardians. But definitely this is, again, I pointed out during the live reaction, this is just like Ubisoft. Square Enix is doing these throughout the year now. This is not all hands on deck for E3 anymore. So this is another one of those. And this really felt like another one of those, and we really were only going to show you the games that we talked about. And that's it. And Origin was not supposed to leak, but it did. So now you knew everything. And that didn't, that I mean, helped nothing.
Why did they only show like 20 seconds of Final Fantasy 16?
Because Sony probably has the rights to that.
So?
I'm just
they don't have an E3 conference, so screw them.
But if Sony does have PlayStation Experience or another State of Play, they want to be able to show that off.
Well, they can show off other content or other gameplay footage.
It's the same thing like 7 Remake when it was an actual E3. You know, when there was a stage show and everything, they had it there. But like now, it only gets shown off on State of Plays. So, because it's exclusive to Sony right now. So, I think that's what it is. I think Sony just wants to be able to have the rights to show that off at their State of Plays at this point. So, all right. We gave it a grade, but that's it. That's our thoughts on the Square Enix showcase. Did you guys also think it's 40 minutes of your life wasted? Did you enjoy a lot more than we did here? Let us know. We're all on the Twitter. At W. Tim Sean of Humanity to Play, at Aperture Silence. I think Daniel's like Dan Anderson 411, right?
I think so. I don't really get on there much, but.
And Jed, yours is not as easy to.
GPSG Podcast.
The GPSG Podcast. There you go. So we will be back again for the post show. It'll be a whole different crew for that. And I guess a few of you folks will be back for Capcom tomorrow. And hopefully that one is a little bit more interesting for everyone here. Until then, folks, later.